a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea, the death of the cross.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now, just a couple days ago, my family and I were in the Redwoods at a Christian conference in California.
几天前，我和我家在加州的 Redwood 这个地方参加一个基督徒的夏令会，冬令会。
And when you're in the Redwoods, no matter what time of day it is, it's dark and dreary.
所以在那个 Redwood 那个地方，不管那个是这个每天的什么时候，每天都是很黑。
These trees are so tall, the sunlight has a tough time getting in.
因为那些树是那么的高，所以那些阳光不能很难进来。
And it was cold.
也很冷。
And everyone was wearing jackets.
因为每一个人都穿一件很厚的那个夹克。
And usually we wear brown, black, or gray jackets.
所以很多的时候我们都穿灰色的、黑色的或者棕色的夹克。
So it's cold, it's dark, and everyone's wearing dark clothes.
所以你可以想象，那边很冷、很暗，而每个人穿的衣服也很暗。
And then we were fellowshipping a little bit about the cross.
所以而我们交通到那个十字架。
Doesn't get much more dreary than that.
所以这好像让人很疲惫。
But I want to correct that.
但是我要做一个更正。
Oh, the cross is a glorious thing.
因为十字架是那荣耀的那一件事。
The cross is beautiful.
十字架是美丽的。
You and I have hope today for only one reason, and that is the Lord Jesus went to the cross.
我们今天之所以活在地上有指望，是因为我们主耶稣为我们上了十字架。
We can rejoice in the cross.
我们可以在十字架下欢喜快乐。
So don't let me get you down this morning.
所以不要让我把你的灵里面下沉。
Let's be thankful for the Lord's embracing the cross.
所以我们来感谢主，让我们来持守十字架。
It says in Hebrews, and you don't have to turn to it, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻堪羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So in the time that I have this morning, I'd like to share a little bit of how we can come into the presence and how we can experience the Lord Jesus Christ in a real way through the way of the cross.
所以今天我们可以跟大家一起交通，怎么样我们可以来到十字架的面前，来到十字架的面前来得恩典。
I'll be referring to the verses in Philippians that we just read.
我们要来看一下我们刚刚腓立比书里面所读的经节。
But we'll be using a little bit of an Old Testament story to see it in picture form.
但是我们要用旧约里面的一个故事给我们一幅这样一个图画。
You know, this book is a beautiful written book.
这个圣经是一本很美丽的书。
But unless we see the Lord Jesus Christ in every page, in every verse, in every word, then it's just like any other book.
但是如果我们不能在每一章每一节和每一个字里面看到我们的主耶稣，那这和别的书没有什么区别。
I appreciated our brother sharing this morning when he said this verse and he mentioned the goodness of the year.
所以我感谢我们弟兄今天早晨跟我们交通到这个新的一年里面的一个良善。
But then brother Philip helped us a little bit because the Chinese is a little bit better speaking of the grace.
所以而我们那个中文的翻译里面说到恩典。
But we could take it even further into a spiritual language and say that grace is the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们如果用属灵里面的语言，我们可以说我们的主就是我们的恩典。
So I encourage all of us this year, I think many are starting new Bible studies or new Bible readings for the year.
所以我们很多弟兄姊妹在新的一年里面参加一个新的查经组，或者开始一个新的读经计划。
May we search out Christ in every verse.
让我们在每一节里面 都能够来寻找我们的主耶稣。
And when we do that, we'll experience the grace and the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
所以，当我们这样做的时候，我们就能够更多的得到恩典，来得到我们主的美丽。
Let's just ask the Lord to cover this time one more time.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask that you would open these verses to us this morning.
主，求你亲自把你的经节向我们打开。
Lord, as we look at an Old Testament story, may we not see the story, may we not see history, but may we see the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们来看旧约的时候，我们不是看到一个故事，而是看到一片图画，看到主耶稣基督。
We ask this in your precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。Amen.
In 1 Kings, and you can turn to it, I'll refer to it a little bit. 1 Kings chapter 17.
让我们打开列王记上十七章。
It may be familiar if you're familiar with some Old Testament stories.
也许你已经很熟悉，特别是你如果熟悉旧约的话。
In 1 Kings chapter 17, we see the beginning of Elijah's ministry.
我们可以看到，以利，这里面说到以利亚。
Now, we don't know a whole lot about Elijah's past history.
我们不知道以利亚以前的历史。
But we see him coming on the stage here in chapter 17.
但是我们可以看到他在十七章里面出现。
Maybe he had had a recent touch of the Lord and just like many of us, just saved. Maybe he just came from a good gospel message and he gave himself to the Lord.
也许他刚刚参加一个好的福音聚会，他刚刚得救，把他自己奉献给主。
Maybe Elijah went to a great winter retreat and he decided, Lord, I want to serve you.
也许以利亚参加了一个冬令会，他说：“主，我要来服侍奉你。”
We don't know for sure, but we know that Elijah was called.
我们不知道究竟发生了什么，但是我们知道以利亚被呼召。
We don't have time to read this entire chapter, but I'll go through it very quickly.
我们也没有时间来读整章圣经，但是我很快的过一下。
Elijah was called by the Lord, and I'm sure he wanted to do some great things.
以利亚被神呼召，他要做一些大事。
But in the first 8 verses of his ministry, you see that he is told to go to the king, say there's going to be a drought, and then flee to the brook Cherith.
所以这边我们看到以利亚他只是跟王说那边要不下雨，然后他就到西边。
And that he's going to be given water by a drying up brook, and given food by ravens.
他要喝那溪里的水，乌鸦要在那里供养他。
Not a great start to your ministry.
如果你这样开始你的侍奉，这个好像不是一个很好的开始。
Because the brook dries up and the ravens stop bringing food.
因为那个溪水就干了，乌鸦也不再给他供应食物。
Surely the next step of his ministry will be better.
那也许他下一个侍奉会好一些。
He's told to go to a small town named Zarephath.
他要去一个叫撒拉法的小镇。
And there he is going to be cared for.By a widow who has nothing.
他要被一个一无所有的寡妇所供养。
Could it get any worse?
好像就不能比那个再差了。
Here we see this man of God having to live in a poor town with a poor woman with maybe even a naughty son.
也许我们可以看到他要在那里在一个小镇住在一个贫穷的寡妇和一个比较玩闹的一个儿子。
And then we see in the last 8 verses, just when Elijah thinks it couldn't get any worse, the son dies.
最后八节里面我们可以看到以利亚以为情形不能够再差了，那突然那一家的儿子去死了。
And Elijah is blamed for this.
而以利亚被责备。
And Elijah is in a crisis moment.
所以以利亚就在这样一个危机当中。
He has no words.
他没有神的话
really has no answer.
他也没有答案
he has to be completely dependent on the Lord.
他必须全心的来依靠神
Well, this is the beginning of Elijah's ministry. One chapter, and he's gone through quite the, we would say in English, the ringer. He's gone through quite the trials.
所以我们可以看到当以利亚开始侍奉的时候他就受了这么大的一个试炼
But we see a great key in Elijah's ministry.
但是我们可以看到以利亚他侍奉的一个关键。
If a theologian was up here, and I'm definitely not that, he would say that Elijah is the prophet of power.
所以以利亚也许是一个有大能的先知。
If we were to make superheroes out of Old Testament characters, Elijah would be at the top.
如果我们要在旧约里面找一些大英雄的话，以利亚应该排名在先。
Of course, he has a place in the New Testament at Transfiguration. He has a place at the end times. This is an amazing man.
虽然他在新约里面变化山上也出现过，但是他是一个很伟大的先知。
But we'll see this morning he's an amazing man because he's not a man. He allowed the life of Christ to be worked in him.
所以我们可以看到他这里是一个伟人，不是因为他自己是一个伟人，而是因为他让主的生命进入他的里面。
So my challenge to all of us this morning is can we put ourselves in the position of Elijah and be willing to go through what he went through in this chapter?
所以我们今天早晨我的问题是说我们愿不愿意把我们自己放在以利亚的地位来经历他所经历的
We'll start with the very first part of this chapter. Elijah was called.
让我们来看这一章的开始的时候当以利亚收呼召的时候
I challenge any one of us in this room if we have not answered the call to the Lord Jesus, if we have not accepted the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and made him our personal Savior, this very moment is your opportunity.
所以我今天早晨要向弟兄姊妹说如果你还没有接受主的恩召那今天就是你接受主的恩召的时候
Don't worry about the future Don't worry about your family Don't worry about tomorrow Take care of your relationship with the Lord Jesus this very moment
不要担忧明天不要担忧你的家庭来先看一下你和主的一个关系
And if you just need to talk to the Lord for the next hour and not listen to a word from up here then that's fine
如果你需要用下面一个时间来和主有交通而不是来听我讲道那也很好
So Elijah took this calling he took it seriously and he heard from the Lord
以利亚把主的恩召他在这边思想
And we see that he first was obedient to the cross
首先他向着十字架是顺服的
You know, Elijah knew what the word Cherith the brook Cherith meant
以利亚知道这个基利这个字的名这个意思
See, the brook Cherith means cutting, piercing, slaying
他因为就是说意识到就是说这个事就是说在你的身上有切要刮
He knew this was going to be tough
他知道这个情形是会很困难
He was going to be fed by ravens
他会有一个乌鸦来供养他
Now ravens mean one thing. Ravens are a premonition of death.
乌鸦在这里就预表死亡。
He was reminded morning and evening of death.
他所以他每天早晚都被提醒到这个死亡。
This is not natural to obey the cross.
这个不是很自然的一件事。
None of us want to begin this new year naturally and say, you know, this may be the year I die.
没有一个人说在这个新年的时候，也许这一年我要死掉。
Can you imagine opening a fortune cookie and says, this year brings great sickness to you?
你想一想，也许你有没有会拿到一个那个那个 fortune cookie 上面说。
I thought for sure that was a Chinese word.
今年是你生病的那一年。
It's not natural.
这个不是自然的。
But it's so worth it.
但是这是值得的。
And Elijah was simply obedient.
而以利亚只是简单的顺服。
He went.
他去了。
He stood by a drying up brook.
他来到了一个枯干的溪水边。
Every day he saw that brook become smaller and smaller.
每一天他看到那个溪变得越来越窄。
I imagine the ravens were bringing less and less food every time.
那个乌鸦给他的食物也越来越少。
You know, brothers and sisters, it's easy to obey the easy commands.
很多的时候，如果那个命令是容易的，那我们也比较容易来遵行。
Young people, if the Lord told you tomorrow,Go off to Harvard and be number one in your class and get the greatest opportunity to be a CEO in New York. Go forth.
所以也许高中生明天你们说你要去那个哈佛要成为班里的第一名然后要在那个华尔街做一个首席执行官。
But what if the Lord says, no, Harvard isn't in your future. Matter of fact, all your safety schools rejected you as well.
但是也许主说你 不用去哈佛，你自以为那些肯定能进的学校也没有录取你。
You thought gas prices were bad in 2015, just wait until how bad they get in 2016.
你觉得那个2015年的油价已经够低了，你倒看看2016年吧。
The Lord says, but still follow me.
但是主说，站稳了，跟随我。
It's those hard commands that the Lord wants us to submit to, and then He can come in and give us life.
主要我们遵循那些很难的那些命令。
Very simply, unless we are willing to obey the command of the Lord Jesus to take up His cross and follow Him, we will remain weak, passive, and lukewarm Christians.
所以只有我们来预备我们的心来遵循主的命令，否则我们就是那些不冷不热的基督徒。
See, this is what the Lord did. We see in Philippians, the very first verse 6, who, existing in the form of God, counted not being on the equality of God something to be grasped.
所以他就像我们刚刚腓立比书里面读的，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Jesus obeyed the Father.
我们的主耶稣遵行父神的旨意。
He left the Father's presence.
他离开父神。
Was willing to suffer ridicule.
他为我们受苦。
Oh, that obedience, it's not easy.
这样的顺服是不容易的。
But it's beautiful.
但是是美丽的。
Well, Elijah probably thought the cross was done with him.
以利亚也许觉得十字架的工作在他身上已经成就了。
Probably felt he had passed the first test.
当他经历了第一个试炼以后。
But now we see that the Lord wants to take him a little bit deeper.
但是我们可以看到主要带他更近身。
The ravens are gone and the brook is gone.
溪水没有了，乌鸦也走了。
And the Lord says, go to Zarephath.
然后主就跟他说去撒拉法。
Now, Zarephath is a town that means the smelting shop, a workshop for the refining and smelting of metals.
撒拉法的意思是就是那些把金属融化的那个店。
Basically what the Lord's saying here is Elijah is going to get a little bit tougher.
这边主说以利亚要经历的会更难一些。
Then he says, go to a widow and ask her to take care of you.
去找一个寡妇，让她来供养你。
Now this is quite embarrassing.
这个很让人害羞。
See, I believe Elijah's gifting was already noticed by many.
我们知道以利亚有很多的才能，而且也被人所知道。
You know, if Elijah had gone to any of the neighborhood nations or palaces, he probably would have been invited in.
也许他去一些邻国或者邻舍，那些人也许会邀请他到他们家。
Any king or prince would have loved to have had a prophet in their palace.
所以很多的王或者王子喜欢有一个先知在他们的宫殿里面。
It would have been an easy, obvious answer. Elijah could have just gone, knocked on a fortress door and said, the prophet of God is here, do you want my services?
所以以利亚很容易就到一个城堡的门口敲一下门，说我是一个先知，我可以为你做什么。
That was the obvious and easy answer.
这是一个很容易的答案。
But no, go lower, Elijah, ask a widow for help.
但是主不是这样说，说以利亚，你要去找一个寡妇，让她来帮助你。
And the word of God is just so plain and so clear. The widow says, "Well, I'm making my last meal, and after that meal, my son and I are going to starve to death."
那个寡妇很清楚地说，我是在做最后一顿饭，我们吃了死就死吧。
Now this is when I probably would have changed direction.
那个时候，如果我是以利亚的话，也许我就换方向。
Maybe I passed the test the first time and said, okay, I won't go to the palace, I'll ask this widow, I'll lower myself.
也许我通过了第一个考试，我没有去那个城堡，我到这个寡妇家。
But Elijah didn't turn back to that palace. He could have said, oh, that's an answer to prayer. Now the Lord really wants me to go to that palace and get a good job.
也许那个时候以利亚可以说，这个也许就是神给我的答案，也许我现在应该去那个城堡了。
But by faith, Elijah said,Make a meal and give it to me first.
以利亚对那个寡妇说，先为我做一个小饼，拿来给我。
This is long suffering on Elijah's part.
这对以利亚来说是一个很长的一个遭难。
You can imagine how this affected the widow.
你也可以想象这怎么样来影响到那个寡妇。
You know, Elijah could have also said, well, this is a bad testimony of Jesus that I'm asking her for food.
也许以利亚可以说，如果我要找一个寡妇要吃的话，也许这会是给主做了一个很坏的见证。
But obedience to the Lord is always the best testimony.
但是向着主的顺服永远是一个最好的见证。
You know, this phase of Elijah's ministry, if the first part was obedience to the cross, this is him embracing the cross.
所以我们可以看到，以利亚不但是顺服十字架，而且是持守十字架。
Not letting go of the cross.
他持守那十字架。
This is long suffering.
这是一个长的一个遭难。
And the question I have for us, brothers and sisters, right now is.How long is too long for us to serve the Lord and to take up the cross?
所以我要问弟兄姊妹，我们来带背起我们的十字架要多长多久？
Beginning of the year, I think we would all love to say, I want to serve the Lord and embrace the cross.
我们也许在新年的每第一天，我们愿意说，我们愿意背起我们的十字架来持守十字架。
But as we get into the school year, into the work year,Do we remain faithful?
但是当我们进入到我们的工作或者学习当中以后，我们还能够这样信守？
I don't know about you, but within a few minutes of the striking of the new year, I got two emails that had tax forms on it.
新年我收到两个那个电子邮件，上面有那个税表。
You know, in the old days when we relied on mail, you at least had a little time to enjoy the new year, and by the end of the month, you start getting those forms.
所以当我们过去我们用普通邮件的时候，至少我们新年的前面几天还不会收到这样的一个表格，而我们可以慢慢的享受我们的新年。
But now, with automated email, you're basically saying, Happy New Year, bing, tax forms.
而有当我们有了电子邮件以后，他只是告诉我说啊，新年好，但是这边是你的税表。
Oh, but maybe, you know, maybe the Lord has given us enough grace to at least get through tax season.
所以主也许给我们足够的恩典，让我们至少能够熬到那个报税季节的结尾。
But April 15th isn't going to solve our problems.
但是四月十五号并不会解决我们的问题。
Something else will roll around on April 16th.
我可以说四月十六号另外别的事会发生。
For you young people that are going off to school next year and you're all excited about the university, you'll be excited when you get there on August 15th and then you'll wonder when you can get home on August 16th.
当我们年轻人他们八月十五号去学校报到以后很激动的时候，八月十六号你也许就想啊，我什么时候可以回家。
Again, we see Jesus in this.
我们在这所有的一切事上都可以看到我们的主耶稣。
You know, the Lord Jesus had an opportunity to check out of the cross.
而我们的主耶稣基督也可以从十字架上下来。
At Transfiguration.
在变化山上。
The Lord comes down, or the Father comes down.
因为父神来到下面。
Elijah and Moses are there. It's a beautiful opportunity for the Lord Jesus to be taken up into heaven and to avoid the cross.
以利亚和摩西也在那边，那个时候主耶稣有这样的机会可以被提到天上，不用再上十字架。
But in Philippians 2:7 again, the next verse, But he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men.
但是在腓立比书二章七节里面，我们的主没有这样做，他反倒虚己，成了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He obeyed by coming, and then he embraced the cross by remaining.
他来到地上是因着顺服，然后他也持守十字架。
He didn't take the easy way out.
他没有做一个容易的选择。
You know, sometimes we think Satan's going to attack us by bringing evil upon us.
很多时候我们想撒旦把罪把放在我们里面。
But sometimes it is by blessing.
但是很多的时候这也是祝福。
We start seeing blessing, we start seeing good times, we start seeing a raise that's given to us, we start seeing improving grades, and suddenly we have no time or no room for the Lord Jesus.
很多的时候我们可以看到我们好像被提职，我们也得到了很好的分数，但是我们突然发现我们再也没有时间和主在一起。
We're thankful that we had the Lord Jesus who knows exactly what that's like. He experienced the Mount of Transfiguration, But he stayed the course and he remained.
所以，但是我们主耶稣已经经历所有这一切，因为他在变化山上，但是他还是为我们上了十字架。
Which brings us to the third stage of Elijah's ministry.
然后这就带我们进入到以利亚那个侍奉的第三个阶段。
Things seem to be going well.
好像事情还不错。
But in the last eight verses, we see the young boy dies.
但是在最后八节里面。我们可以看到那一家的儿子病了，已知身无气息。
And the widow looks at him and says, "Now I know why you are here. You are here to expose my past sin."
所以那个寡妇就跟他说，你，我现在知道你为什么要到这里，因为你是使神想念我的罪。
Elijah, you don't see Elijah really saying anything. He's speechless.
你可以看到以利亚在这边没有办法说任何的话。
You know, brothers and sisters, often when the cross is really being dealt in our lives, we become speechless.
所以当我们在生活当中受十字架对付的时候，很多的时候我们真的是无言以对。
Sometimes we think when a brother and sister comes to us for advice, we have to give it.
很多时候当弟兄姊妹问我们问题的时候，我们觉得我们需要有一个答案。
Often you'll find a brother and sister that have really been dealt with by the cross and really gone on with the Lord. Quite often, they have no words.
那很多的时候，你可以看到那些受过十字架对付的弟兄姊妹，他们往往对这种情形是说无言以对。
Elijah thought that a drying up brook was hard.
以利亚觉得那个溪水干的时候是很难。
He thought yielding to a widow in this small town was impossible.
他也许觉得顺服在一个小镇的寡妇下面是很难。
But now he's experiencing true death.
那这里他经历到真实的一个死亡。
You know, we'd love for our Christian, I'd love to be able to say, Happy New Year, your Christian life is going to be beautiful this year.
我也许很高兴跟弟兄姊妹说，新年好，你今年的基督徒的生活会很美丽。
You know, we think that if we're going to be good testimony, we need to go out to the world and be able to say, be a Christian like me. Look, it's rosy, it's good, it's happy, and I have all the answers.
所以你也许可以在世界说，你看，要成为像我一样的基督徒，我的生命当中是所有的都是充满了鲜花，一切都很好。
But the true power of the Christian life is found in the cross.
但是基督徒生活的真正意义是在十字架的上面。
The cross exposes us.
因为十字架像显明我们的光景。
The woman's sin was now exposed again.
因为那个妇人的罪也得以显明。
Elijah's helplessness was exposed.
以利亚的无能也被显明。
But thank the Lord, he took the boy to the upper room.
但是感谢主，以利亚带孩子上了楼。
And he sought the Lord.
他来寻找神。
This powerful prophet, this prophet that was given the power or the gifting of power, had no power.
而这个所谓的大能的这个先知，他现在发现他其实是一无能力。
And he leaned over the boy three times.
他三次伏在孩子的身上。
And life came into the boy.
生命就回到了这个孩子的身上。
Power poured forth from Elijah.
因为能力就从以利亚的身上出来。
And the widow now can say, I saw the word of God as truth.
而这个寡妇可以对以利亚说，耶和华借你口所说的话是真的。
She had experienced the blessing of constant food after her obedience.
她在她顺服以后，她可以看到他们家里的食物不短少。
But she experienced and yielded the deepest aspect of the cross, and that is absolute death.
但是他得到十字架一个最深的经历，就是那个死亡。
And this is what we see in Philippians 2:8.
这是我们在腓立比书二章八节里面所看到的。
Speaking of the Lord Jesus, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yea.The death of the cross.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In this new year,
在新的一年里面，
the Lord is going to hover over this world.
主还是会在这个世上运行。
And is going to be looking for hearts that are completely His.
他来寻找那些完全顺服他的心，完全属于他的心。
That he might come strong upon his people.
所以他可以来看顾他的儿女。
I want to encourage all of us this morning.
所以我愿意和弟兄姊妹一同鼓励。
There's not an education on this planet that is going to save this world.
这个世上没有任何的能够一种教育可以来拯救这个世界。
There's not a single job out there that's going to mean anything for eternity.
没有任何一个工作在永远里面有任何的意义。
There's not an opportunity that's going to bring us into financial security.
没有任何东西能够让我们所谓的经济上得以安全。
The world is quickly falling apart.
这个世界很快的就会过去。
Quite honestly, and I don't want to bring politics into it too much, but the terrorists have won.
我不愿意谈政治，但是我们可以看到那些恐怖分子，事实上他们得胜了。
Every morning I wake up, I get a CNN alert about a new terror threat.
每天早晨我醒来的时候，我得到那个 CNN 的一个警告，又有一个新的那个恐怖。
There are millions of people, billions of people right now living in fear.
有几亿人每天生活在恐惧之下。
Here in this country, we're going to decide whether the Democrats or the Republicans are going to save us from this threat.
今天在这个世界，我们要决定是那个民主党还是共和党可以救我们。
I don't want to discourage you from voting, but guess what? Neither one are going to be able to do the job.
我不是说你不要去投票，但是没有一个可以救我们。
But the church can.
但是我们的教会可以。
And what is the church?
那教会是什么？
The church is not us sitting shoulder to shoulder in this room.
教会不是说我们这边肩并肩的坐在这里。
It's brothers and sisters that have allowed the cross to come in as it did Elijah.
而是弟兄姊妹，他们允许那个十字架进入他们的生命，就像以利亚一样。
Willing to yield to the working of the cross.
愿意向着十字架的工作顺服。
So that we can say, not my will, but thy will be done, Lord, from the heart and not from the head.
我们可以从我们的心里，而不是从我们的头脑里面说，主，愿你的旨意成全。
This year, let's look for every opportunity to take up the cross.
所以今年，让我们能够抓紧每一个机会来背起我们的十字架。
It may not present outward blessings.
也许不是外面的祝福。
But it will present an opportunity for us to be built together as the body of Christ.
但是让我们在教会里面一同被建造，成为基督的身体。
And when the body of Christ prays, the Lord answers.
当教会作为一个身体祷告的时候，我们的神就倾听。
The Godhead wants to bring peace to His people.
神愿意把平安带给他的子民。
And despite the evils of the world, we can find that peace.
不管这个世界有多邪恶。我们在主里面可以找到平安。
We can claim that peace.
我们可以得到那个平安。
You know, Elijah, we see in the next chapter, he took on the prophets of Baal.
以利亚下面一个章节里面说到和巴利的先知征战。
That's our favorite story because it has a lot of fire and shaking and yelling, and that's when it really gets good.
这是我们很喜欢的一个故事，因为里面有很多的火。
But Elijah couldn't get to chapter 18 until he had gone low in chapter 17.
但是以利亚在进入十八章以前，他必须在十七章里面先谦卑他自己。
I know at the winter retreat, the young people heard much about coming into the reality and knowing the real Christ.
在冬令会，我知道我们的年轻人听到很多的进入一个属灵的实际。
And we're all very blessed this morning to hear just a few snippets from the winter retreat.
今天早晨我们也许可以听到一些冬令会的话语。
May we listen carefully.
让我们能够小心的听。
Because the Lord is speaking to His people.
因为主向他的子民说话。
And He wants to be strong among us.
他愿意在我们当中得着。
But we, the church, only are strong when we first become weak.
但是只有当我们先谦卑我们自己，我们才能够有能力。
I'm going to turn the time over to Philip for a moment here.
We will ask five young brothers and sisters to share something about the recent winter retreat. I will tell them the orders. Ryan.
我会请冬令会的五位弟兄姊妹来交通，下面我叫他们的名字。
First one is Ryan. Second one is Solomon. Third one is
Ryan.
Martin.
Martin.
Then Michael.
然后
then Shirley.
Shirley
said he was nervous, so I put her in the end.
Shirley 说他有一点紧张，所以他是最后一个啊。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
So, at the winter retreat, it was a very joyful time. It was also a time where I felt that we all gained much from the Lord. And
在冬令会的时候是一个非常快乐的时候，我也看见我们大家都得着了许多。
And so today.I will just share some of the things that the Lord revealed to me during the winter retreat.
那今天我就交通一点我在主在冬令会时候向我说的话。
The first thing that the Lord showed me is that He is light.
第一个主向我说的就是他是光。
And in the past, I always thought that, you know, I know that God was light.But I was afraid of that light.
在过去我知道神就是我认识神就是光，但是我却非常惧怕这个光。
Because that light would expose my sin.
因为这个光就会来显明我的罪恶。
But at this retreat, we learned that God uses His light to reveal our sin to help us to see our sin.
但是在这个冬令会时候，我们就看见说，是的，神是光，用这个光来照显明我们的罪恶，但是是要让我们看见我们自己的罪恶。
He pointed out to us not to condemn us, but to put His finger on it.
他向我们显明，并不是顶来定罪。
But to put His finger on it so that He can deal with it.
乃是把他的指头放在那里，所以他能够来工作。
So that we can repent and come close to Him again.
所以我们能够来悔改，能够与他亲近。
And it is this restoration work.
乃是一个恢复的工作。
That He wants ultimately us to be able to do.
他乃是愿意最终愿意我们得到恢复。
And so that reminded me of Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
这就提醒我罗马书第八章第一节和第二节。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
And so this really encouraged me.
这实在是非常的激励我。
Because His light of glory brightens our life.
因为他荣耀的光来照明我的生命。
It does not condemn us, but the Lord does this to draw us closer to Him.
他并不是来定罪，乃是叫我们能够与他更亲近。
So that was the first thing that I wanted to share.
那是我第一点要交通的。
The second thing that I wanted to share is about how our testimony cannot be by the flesh.
第二点我要交通的就是我们的见证不能够是靠着肉体。
And so we learned during the winter retreat about trials.
所以我们在冬令会的时候就学习到在我们生活里的难处。
And so in the book of James,
在雅各书里面
chapter 1,
第一章
I was reminded of James 1, verse 2.
雅各书第一章第二节说
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters,Whenever you face trials of many kinds. Verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
我的弟兄们，因为你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
So Brother Dave reminded us that if we want to bear an authentic testimony before Christ,
所以, David 弟兄就提醒我们说, 若是我们要在, 在, 为着基督有一个真实的见证的话,
we all need to go through trials.
我们都必须要经过试验。
And the Lord allows us to go through trials because trials are critical to our spiritual growth.
神允许我们经过试验, 乃是因为这对我们生命的成长是非常重要的。
And he really reminded me, especially because I have a baby on the way.
他提醒我, 因为我, 我就有要有一个孩子婴孩了。
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
That the Lord is not after a good kid.
那神并不是要得着一个好的孩子。
就是不要得着一个乖的孩子。So when I'm training my kid, I should not just want them to be a very good kid.
所以当我以后管教我的孩子的时候，不是要他们只叫他成为一个乖的孩子。
But the Lord is looking for a true child.
乃是神所 要得着的乃是一个真实的孩子。
One who is willing to walk the way of the cross.
一个愿意走在十字架道路上的孩子。
To go through trials and bear his testimony.
愿意经过试验，能够来 为主做见证。
And the third and final thing I wanted to share.
第三点，也是我最后一点要交通的。
Is of brotherly love.
乃是说到弟兄相爱。
And so that reminded me of Galatians.
那就提醒我在加拉太书里的话。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And so it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要 互相担当, 如此就完全了基督的律法。
And so Brother Huan Lin, during the winter retreat, he told us that we gather together because we are about our Father's business.
林环弟兄在冬令会时就提醒我们说，我们聚集在一起，我们乃是 要以父的父家的事为念。
And so we should be mindful of our brothers and sisters.
所以我们必须要来顾念我们的弟兄姐妹们。
There should be no stranger, no alien among us who are brothers and sisters.
在我们中间应该没有客做客旅的，也没有外人。
And it's because we are each a living stone.
因为我们每一个人都是一个活的石头。
And so our individual personal experiences that we go through should be shared among each of us to help us to grow together.
我们每一个人个人的 经历, 我们都应该彼此交通, 好叫我们能够 一起被建立起来。
Each one of us is a living stone that will be put together.
每一个人都是一块活石, 是要被 建立起来的。
And not one of us is insignificant.
我们没有一个人是不重要的。
And so, are we willing to walk together?
我们是否愿意 一起走在一起呢?
To pray for one another.
彼此带到,
to bear each other's burdens.
能够互相担当重担。
And to love one another the way Christ wants us to love each other.
能够照着基督要我们 彼此相爱的方法来彼此相爱。
Because in doing so, we will be doing our Lord's will.
因为如此行，我们就是遵守 神的心意。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hello. I was wondering if I had the grace to go last, but I guess not.
Okay. Is this okay?
Try my best. Brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
I'm a little bit nervous because I actually don't like talk in front of people.
我有点紧张，因为我不喜欢在 众人面前说话。
I know sometimes I appear to be, but it's actually a real struggle.
虽然我外表有时候我看起来好像很喜欢说话，但是其实不是这样子。
Yeah, I know. But if you don't mind, please turn to Romans chapter 8 with me.
罗马书第八章。
I try to minimize my own words, so I think God's word is better.
我想我少说自己的话，多用神的话。
Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
罗马书第八章第十五节。
And this is one of the verses that our brother Huang Lin used.
这是我们林环弟兄所用的一节圣经。
Romans 8:15.
罗马书第八章第十五节。
It says, For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Again, it says, we did not receive the spirit to fear, but as an adoption of sons.
这边说我们并不是得着害怕的心，乃是我们得着的是儿子的心。
If you don't mind, turn to First John with me. I just use two verses. That's it.
约翰一书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
I believe this is verse 1.
第一节。
Behold, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God.Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him.
第三章第一节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Our brother Huang Lin has spoken on our father.
林环弟兄与我们交通到我们的父，我们的天父。
I probably only touch one point because I met the Lord the night after I got back from the retreat.
我想我就交通一点我从冬令会回来以后，第二天晚上我就真实的遇见了主。
第一个晚上。
第一个晚上。
Yeah, the night I got back.
Oh, the night. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. So your brother touched on three points. He said to know the Father.Know the Father's heart, which requires our appreciation.
弟兄为我们与我们交通了三点。第一个就是要认识父亲的心，就是我们要来珍惜我们的父亲。
And the second point is the Father's. We need to know the Father's pleasure. So basically, what pleases Him.
我们第二点，我们必须要认识我们父亲所喜悦的，叫我们如何来讨他的喜欢。
And it requires our submission to Him.
这就要求要我们能够与顺服。
Everybody needs to submit, not just sisters or sometimes they just a sister, but not brothers when you submit to him.
我们是每一个人都需要来顺服神，并不是就姐妹，乃是弟兄和姐妹们都需要来学习顺服。
And the last one is fathers. We need to know the father's business.
第三最后一点是我们必须要来认识父神的在神家的事。
Which requires our participation.
这是需要我们来参与。
We need to be in the business.
我们必须要要在父神以父神的事为念。
I just wanted to say this. The word Abba start to suddenly mean something to me.
我就要说这个阿巴父这个词对我非常有意义。
I never knew, Abba. It's a very it's a term of endearment. It's a very intimate word.
我从来不知道阿巴这个词乃是一个非常亲密的一个称呼。
And when I was a kid, my mom told me when I was a kid, the first word I learned was dada.
在我小的时候，我母亲告诉我，我第一个学会的话就是 dada.
Which is father.
就是父亲的意思。
And I thought about that, and it's interesting because everyone, we born to this world, we learn the first thing we learn to say is "Dada."
我想这是一件非常有意思的事，因为我们在我们生下来以后，第一个字学会的大部分都是 "Dada."
Then realize it's because the Lord has given us that spirit to cry out to Abba Father.
我就看见说，这乃是神给我们有这样子的灵，就是要来向他呼求阿巴父。
And, as a kid, I didn't really grow up with my dad, so, but I heard many stories, we like to call, but later on I experienced my teenage years, the love of a father.
小的时候我没有常与我父亲在一起，但是到我十几岁的时候，我就能够经历到一些父亲的爱。
So, you know, sometimes we say daddy, or papa, you know, and you know, very close to the father.
我们小时候常常会叫 daddy, 因为这与他有非常亲密的关系。
So, the night I got back from the retreat, I don't know if it's the enemy's attack or not, but it didn't matter.
在我从冬令会回来的那天晚上，我不知道是什么原因。
I have this just extreme sense of overwhelming loneliness.
我就突然觉得非常极度的孤单。
And so I was about to call Martin.
我差点要跟马丁打电话了。
Because I saw, you know, and I was about to turn on the TV because I usually don't. The house is just too quiet, you know.
我也本来想把电视打开，因为家里太安静了。
And you know, because the whole weekend I was with the brothers and sisters, a great joy. But now I'm by myself.
因为整个周末我都与弟兄姐妹们在一起，那突然间我就是一个人在家里。
And so, you know, suddenly the Holy Spirit told me something very. I don't usually hear the Holy Spirit a lot because I'm not very sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
虽然我对圣灵的声音不是那么敏感，但是好像圣灵对我说。
So why don't you use this quiet time?
你为什么不用这个时间安静在神面前
？And the first word that came to my heart was Abba.
那第一个来到我心里的话就是阿巴。
And I said, Abba, I'm afraid.
那我就说阿巴，我非常的害怕。
I said, I'm afraid to be lonely, to be alone.
我就说阿巴，我很害怕一个人孤单。
And praise the Lord, you know, when we cry, our Father, you know, he hears us.
赞美主，当我们向我们的主呼求的时候，他就垂听我们的祷告。
And the Lord provided something for me.
那神就为我预备了。
It was in John chapter 14.
就是在约翰福音第十四章。
It says, "You believe in, do not let your heart be troubled."
不要让你的心忧愁。
Believe in God, believe also in me.
信靠神也信靠神也信靠我。
And then I realized, huh, interesting, don't let your heart be troubled. Okay, God, you're here.
那我就想说，哦，这实在很有趣。不要让我的心忧愁，因为主你就在这里。
And I started just continue to read and read and read.
我就继续的读神的话语。
And when it comes to John 14, there's a verse 27.
然后就来到约翰福音第十四章第二十七节。
And he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you."
他说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。”
Not as the world give you, but I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Let your heart not be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Neither let it be afraid.
也不要胆怯。
So at that moment, I couldn't breathe.
在那个时候，我几乎不能够呼吸。
Because I realized the Lord is with me.
因为我发现我的主与我同在。
When I cried Abba.
当我呼求阿爸的时候
，You know, my father never left me.
那这我的父亲从来没有离开过我。
And you know, it's interesting because I said I'm afraid, and Lord next thing said, "Don't be afraid."
因为我说我很惧怕，主对我说就是不要怕。
So you know, I turn around and ask if I can see the Lord physically.
我就转头想想看，能不能够亲眼看见主。
You know, just looking around in my living room to see, you know, I just said, "God, you're here." That's what I said.
然后我就在我的客厅里面看一看，就说：“主啊，你就在这里。”
And so this Abba, this very in a dear name of our Father.
这个阿巴这词就是我们一个很亲密的。父亲的称呼。
We can call on him anytime.
我们能够随时随地来呼求他。
Because he gave us a spirit, not to fear.
因为他所赐给我们的灵不是胆怯的灵。
But a spirit of adoption of his son.
他乃是把一个儿子的灵赐给我们。
So as a son, we can call Abba.
因为我们是儿子，所以我们能够称阿巴父。
And
And that's pretty much what I want to share.
那这就是我所要交通的。
But I also just want to share, touch one, forgive me, give me grace for 1 minute.
再给我一点恩典。
I'm sorry. And, it was about the second point, pleasing the Father, know the Father's pleasure.
那就是要我们要讨父亲的喜悦。
So the night went on that night, and I kept on reading John. You know, I started with chapter 14, but I went on to chapter 17 and 18.
那在那一天晚上，我就一直继续不断的读约翰福音，一直到第十八章。
And so it's very interesting. So in John 14, I read it. It says, verse 13, John 14, verse 13. It says, And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
在第十四章第十三节，他就说：“你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子的荣耀。”
And in the very next chapter, chapter 15.
那在下一章第十五章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
It says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit."
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是。
Yeah. Okay.And then verse 16.
第十六节。
He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you."
他说，你们不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
Right, and then skip. Well, I didn't want to skip it, but it has to do with fruit. And it says, "Whatever you ask Father in my name, He may give you. That things I command you that you love one another."
他说，叫你们长你们的果子可以长存，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
And so I don't know if you notice the trend, but there's something about glorifying the Father.
我不知道你们有没有看见，这彼此是相连的，是要我们来荣耀我们的父。
And there needs to be some fruit.
我们必须要能够结果子。
And also there's loving one another.
能够彼此相爱。
And these things are on our Father's heart.
这些事情都是在我们父的心上。
And it pleases him very much.
这些都是能够讨他喜悦。
And so this morning, I first thing I want to beseech you is, if you haven't cried out to Abba Father, do it today.
今天早上我要劝你们的就是，若是你们还没有呼叫阿爸父的话，回家去这样子做。
And you haven't asked and prayed to him, you know, the Lord asks us to pray to him.
主要我们向他祈求，向他祷告。
Because in such way that we can bear fruit.
这样子我们就能够结果子。
Another thing is if we have beef with one another. Well, I don't know how to translate that. If we have conflict with one another.
若是我们彼此之间有纠结的话。
We have to ask for forgiveness and forgive.
我们必须要能够彼此饶恕。
So that love one another is a real thing to us.
所以叫我们能够有真实的彼此相爱。
And the Father is pleased.
那我们的父的心就能够喜悦。
Thank the Lord, He's our Abba.
感谢神，他是我们的阿爸父。
Forgive me that I felt the burden not to share directly from the retreat, but to give a report of what happened before the retreat and also what I've been learning after the retreat.
请你们赦免我，没有这个负担来交通到从这个冬令会直接所学习的，但是我想交通一些我们在会前所得着的和我所学的功课。
And the one verse the Lord reminded me is from Philippians chapter 4 verse 8.
有一节圣经神所提醒我的就是腓立比书第四章第八节。
Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute,If there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
弟兄们，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. The God of peace will be with you.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Phil, maybe we should just go ahead and read the theme verse of the retreat too in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 4.
那我想我们也读一下我们这一次特会的主题经文。
We'll just read from 4 to 6. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day shall overtake you like a thief. 第五章第四节 First Thessalonians. For you are all sons of light and sons of day, and we're not of night or of darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and be sober.
这次主题的经文是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第四节到第六节。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So we are extremely grateful for the Lord. Just before the retreat, our brother had a burden for the young people to plan the retreat this year.
我们实在非常感谢主。在冬令会之前，弟兄们有个感觉，要这次要让年轻人一起来筹划这次的聚会。
So the older brothers called 13 younger brothers and sisters together to form a planning committee.
所以弟兄们就邀请了13位年轻的弟兄姐妹们一起来筹划这个聚会。
And all of us looked at each other and says, what do we do?
然后我们每一个人就彼此相对说，那我们应该怎么办呢？
And somehow the Lord gave us a burden to that we cannot be satisfied just inheriting a schedule and a retreat from last previous years.
神就让我们看见说，我们不能够仅仅以过去所有的行程跟过去所做的方法以为满足。
So they got together and really came before the Lord and prayed.
所以我们真的是来到主的面前祷告又祷告。
They took the whole retreat schedule apart and asked the Lord for every component.
我们就把整个冬令会的日程表都把它分开来吧，在每一件事情上都来寻求主。
Yeah, they saw before the Lord for the meaning and the purpose of everything that we do.
我们来到神的面前，来求问他，寻求他的心意，我们所做的每一件事情。
From morning devotion time to discussion to fellowship to even games or worship time.
我们从早上的晨更到我们的那个交通的时间，还有到下午游戏的时间、敬拜的时间。
And our question before the Lord was, why should we do this? Why should we do this? And how should we do this?
我们在神面前的问题就是：我们为什么要这样子行？我们是否应该这样子做？那我们应当如何行
？And we really, they really prayed.That the Lord's blessing and presence will be within each component.
我们真的是求主在每一个时间里面都有他的同在。
And as a result, I truly believe the Lord answered the prayers of many and blessed every aspect of the retreat.
因此，我深信神是真的垂听了我们的祷告，他在每一个细节上都。祝福了我们。
And the burden we had during planning was that because school year seems to be so busy, a lot of our youth seems to be just sleepwalking through because there's not much time to think about anything else.
在我们筹划的时候，我们就想到，因为平常功课非常的繁忙，年轻人好像他们就梦游度过每一件属灵的事情。
And our heart was that we should all wake up.
我们的心都要被唤醒。
And wake up to live before the Lord.
我们都需要被唤醒，要活在神的面前。
And so during the retreat, you can really see even visibly the change in people.
在冬令会的时候，你就可以看见神在每一个人身上的工作，他们的改变。
You see hearts being melted. You see eyes being opened. You see smiles being awakened on people's faces. That genuine kind of smile.
你看见他们的心被融化，他们的眼睛被打开，他们的笑容显明在他们的脸上。
And you see brothers and sisters truly cared for each other and loved each other in playing with each other or in fellowship or worship together.
真正的看见弟兄姐妹们彼此相顾，他们一起的玩，一起交通，一起敬拜。
And we see souls.Being set free, that they can worship, that they can really come before the Lord's presence.
我们也看见他们人的心被得到释放，他们能够真实的来到神的面前来敬拜他。
And when I think of God's work during that weekend, I'm still in awe.
我现在想到神在这个周上个周末所做的工作，我实在是非常的惊异。
So fast forward to the day after the retreat, I got back to work.
那就回到冬令会之后，我就回到工作。
And we came coming back from such a great experience before the Lord, and suddenly I realized a lot of stuff's been piling up on my desk.
那我们在冬令会有这样子非常好的经历，回来以后，我回到工作就发现有许多的工作都堆在我的桌上。
And not only once, quite a few times I caught myself saying to myself.I'm back to reality.
我不仅一次，我多次的说，哦，我回到现实的生活里了。
Then suddenly it's interesting that there came a warning in my heart.
那很奇妙的，在我的里面就有一个警告。
It says that's not right.
啊，这不是对的。
Told me that that's a lie.
那个是一个谎言。
That as if the enemy of God and of us.Loves to sabotage God's work.
仇敌他们很想来破坏神的工作。
And he will whisper lies to our ears when we return to our work or our school or everyday life or family life.
当我们回到我们的工作的环境，或者我们的学校，或者我们每天的生活里，他就在我们的耳边说谎言。
And he will say things like, you know, that retreat you just had, that emotional high, that conference high, so-called, is a fantasy, is an illusion.
他也许会告诉我们说，你们在冬令会所经历的这些高潮，不过都是都是一个幻想。
That you felt you were close to the Lord, you felt your heart was warmed, but all of that was just a special weekend.
你那时候觉得说你与神是何等的亲近，你心里面是何等的温馨，这些都不过只是那是特别聚会而已。
And all of that is going to stay right there in the Sam Houston National Forest.
那个都会留在Sam Houston森林里面。
And this work on your desk, this weariness in your heart, this is the reality.
在你桌上的这些工作，在你心中的这些酬劳，这些都是真实的。
And I thank the Lord that he quickly disputed this lie.
我感谢神，他很快的就斥责了这个谎言。
And he reminded me all that excitement, all that joy, all the love we experienced, that slice of heaven opening up to us, and that's.The reality God has called us into.
他提醒我说，我们所经历的这些温馨，这些与神的亲近，看见的天好像为我们敞开一下，那些才是真实的。
And that was to be in the presence of the Lord is real, and that's something that the Lord has called all of us to inherit.
这在神的同在里才是真实的，这是神呼召我们每一个人都经历的事。
And this.The life that we live, the mundane life, and all the troubles we have, is but a shadow.
我们每天所经的生活，我们所经历的一些难处，不过都是影儿。
And the reason that we can't have that open heaven was simply because God was with us.
我们能够有这样子敞开的天，乃是因为神与我们同在。
And we firsthand experienced the presence of the Lord.
我们亲身就经历了神的同在。
And one thing Brother David shared on the first night was that God cannot be known with gaps.
所以第一天晚上David 弟兄就提醒我们说我们不能认识神是有间断的。
And what he meant was that we cannot go from one winter retreat to the next winter retreat with not coming before the Lord throughout the year.
他提醒我们乃是说我们不能够从一个特会到一个特会中间是间断的。
And I think for all of us, we have summer conference, we experience the same thing. We get really excited during one summer conference, and we come back waiting for the next summer.
我们在夏令会的时候也是有这样子的经历，我们觉得在夏令会里是非常的好，我们回来以后就在等待下一次的夏令会。
But the Lord reminded all of us, the young people and all of us, that we need to practice to live in His presence daily.
神提醒我们年轻人也提醒我们众人，就是我们必须天天的活在他的同在之中。
And one practical thing that he reminded me was that I need to be transformed by the renewing of my mind.
一个他提醒我的就是我必须要让我的心意更新。
So all these, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, right, pure, lovely, think of these things.
这些所有美好的我们都要来思想这些事。
And all the busyness of the world, all the trouble of the school, do not allow those to crowd your mind.
我们不要让那些工作上的繁忙或者是功课的繁重来充满我们的心思。
And to think of at the end is that all these things is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这一切的事情都是我们的主耶稣基督他的自己。
And like the hymn we sang in the beginning,Thou my best thought.
这都是我们最好的、最美的思想。
That he is our best thought by day or by night, by far.
日夜他都是我们最最美好的思想。
And just to tie in with what our brother shared is that to think of these things, we have to put down other thoughts.
要有这样子美好的心思在我们里面，我们必须要把其他的放下。
And that would be a lesson of the cross.
那就是十字架的功课。
But we have a good teacher that's living within us.
我们在我们心中有一个最好的老师。
And when we experienced this past weekend is that when we're in the reality of the presence of God, this is not hard.
我们在神的同在里面，真实里面，这一切都不是困难的。
But natural, but rather it's very natural and very real.
乃是非常自然的，非常真实的。谢谢。这个来吧。
Good morning.
早安。
I'd just like to continue where Brother Solomon sort of left off, talking about the Father's pleasure.
我就想 Roy is telling you to clip it on. Oh, it's right here. I think that's... Sorry.
Thank you. Thank the Lord that he does...ask us and call us to not only know the Father's pleasure, to know what pleases Him, but He gives us the grace to do it.
我们感谢神，他不仅让我们知道什么是讨神心意喜悦的事，他也给我们恩典，让我们能够行出来。
And two verses that really touched my heart during the retreat.
在冬令会有两节圣经特别感动我的心。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
在马太福音第七章。
Matthew 7, verse 21.
马太福音第七章第二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Sorry, I was on the wrong book. 凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
I'll read that one more time. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And then the verse that was very central to what our brother Juan Lin shared in all three of his messages in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26.
另外一节圣经就是林环弟兄在他三个信息里面的主要中心的信息的经文
My son,
箴言第23章第26节
That's okay. My son, give me your heart.
我儿,要将你的心归我
My son, give me your heart.
我儿,要将你的心归我
When our brother was sharing about knowing and doing the Father's pleasure, he gave an example that was quite familiar to me.
当我们的弟兄在交通到要知道认识父神所喜悦的，讨他的喜悦的事的时候。
In fact, the Lord had given me an example of it even before the retreat.
他就告诉我们的一个例子是我非常熟悉的，但是在这聚会之前，神就给了我一个经历。
He likened our heart to a home.
他就说到我们的心好像一个家一样。
The Lord wants to make our heart His home.
神要让我们的心成为他的家。
Our brother Juan, though, challenged us and asked us, is He the guest in your home or is He the Lord in your home?
林环弟兄就向我们挑战说，主是你家里的客人呢，还是你家里的主人？
I said, your home. Is He the Lord in your heart?
他是你的心里的主吗？
Is your heart His home?
你的心是否就是他的家呢？
And then he gave an example of how when we have guests over, what do we do?
若是我们有客人到我们家里的时候，我们怎么做呢？
I had one of the brothers from Virginia who attended the conference stayed at our house.
有一位弟兄，他从维吉尼亚州来，他参加冬令会，然后会后就住在我们弟兄家。
And after greeting him, we told him, here are your towels, here is where you're staying, here is the bathroom, you know, here is your food, here's a water bottle.
我们在欢迎他以后，我们就告诉他说：“这是你的毛巾，这是你住的地方，厕所在这里，这是你的食物，这是你的水。”
This is when we're doing this. This is where we're going at this time.
我们这个时候是这样做这件事情，那个时候我们会做那件事。
And we tried to be the very best host that we could be.
我们尽力的成为一个好的主人。
The question, though, that the brother challenged us with is, is the Lord the guest in your heart? Is He the Lord of your heart?
那我们弟兄向我们的挑战就说，主是不是我们心中的客人，还是我们心中的主人？
Whose schedule are you on?
你是在谁的日程表上呢？
Is He the one telling you, this is when we're going to do this? Or are you telling, Lord, stay to your room. This is when I'm going to read my Bible and talk to you. But after that, then you can go about your day and just kind of hang out in your room.
神是你心中的主呢？还是说，主啊，我现在读圣经祷告了，可以跟你在一起。等我读经祷告完以后，你就回到你的房间，你自己在里面过一天。
We laugh, and it's a funny example, but what is the reality in our lives?
我们会笑这件事情，是因为这实在是一件很有趣的事。但是在我们的生活中，的实际是如何？
I know for myself that I start out most of my prayers, if not all, Lord.
我几乎每一次开口祷告都说主啊。
And even after a retreat, we had prayer meeting on Wednesday, and I caught myself just constantly saying, Lord, Lord, Lord.
我在冬令会完以后，我们在祷告聚会里面，我就发现我自己一直说主啊，主啊，主啊。
And that's not a problem necessarily.
这个并不是一个问题。
But is that the reality in my heart?
但是这是不是我心中的一个真实的光景呢？
It says here in Matthew 7:21 that many will call him Lord, Lord.
在马太福音第七章二十一节是说，许多人会称呼主，主啊，主啊。But
they shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone who does that shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
但不是每一个称呼他主啊，主啊的人都能够进天国。
The Lord is looking for us He's looking for the reality in our hearts of Him being Lord.
神乃是在我们心中来寻找那个真实，他要成为我们心中的主。
He's looking for all the keys to every single room in our heart.
他乃是要得着在我们心中每一个房间的每一把钥匙。
Every single one.
每一把钥匙。
Again, I've heard that so many times.
是的，我听过这个故事许多次。
But I still have my playrooms.
但是我自己还有一个游戏间。
My recreation rooms.
娱乐的房间。
And in the end of the day, my rooms.
然后我的房间。
Thank the Lord. He calls out to us again in love at the beginning of another year and says, "Give me your heart."
但是我们感谢主，在一年开始的时候，他又告诉我们说，主，我儿，将你的心归我。
And it's a call to all of His children.
这个呼召乃是。向他每一个儿女们所呼召的。
Those of us who are young who went to the retreat, and those who are older.
向着那些年轻的去了冬令会的和我们在座的每一个人。
And thank the Lord, we are reminded this morning He gives us the grace to do that.
我们感谢神，他今天早上提醒我们，他给我们恩典来这样行。
I know it's not going to be easy for me. I don't think it's going to be easy for any of us to have that reality of the Lord being the Lord in our lives.
我想让神在我们心中成为主，不会是一件容易的事情。对我不会是一件容易的事情。我想在座的人也是有这样的感觉。
But at least my prayer, and I hope all of our prayer, is that that would be the reality in our hearts this year.
但是我盼望在这一年，这次成为我们的祷告，这一件事情就能够成为一个实际。
So I was kind of looking at the clock thinking maybe I don't have to go because there's not enough time.
所以我就看看时间，我想也许我就不需要上去讲了。
But I guess because also I'm the youngest, I'll share the shortest.
我想因为我是最年轻的，我也会交通最短的。
So one of the words that the Lord really put on my heart during the retreat was also about the Father's business.
在这个冬令会里面，神放在我心里面的一句话，就是要以父的事为念。
And Brother Juan Lin had us read Luke chapter 2, in which the Lord Jesus says to Mary that I must be about my father's business when his parents were looking for him.
林环弟兄让我们读路加福音第二章，就是当主耶稣的父母亲回去找他的时候，他对他的父母亲说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
And when he said this, he was in his father's house. And our brother reminded us that the father's business is about his father's house.
当主耶稣这样说的时候，他是在父神的家里。那弟兄就鼓励我们，我们应当以我们的父的事为念。
And so, what God really reminded me of this retreat was that His heart and His purpose is for His bride and for His church as the body of Christ.
这在聚会里面提醒我的就是父神的心意，他家父的事就是关乎到他的是关乎到心腹，关乎到他的教会。
And he really reminded me again of how beautiful fellowship with brothers and sisters is, and especially with younger brothers and sisters this time.
他也提醒我，与弟兄姐妹们，特别是与年轻的弟兄姐妹们彼此交通是何等的美。
So in the past, many retreats I've been to, I have always been one of the younger ones.
在过去的几次的冬令会聚会里面特会里面，我都是比较年轻的。
And I really enjoy fellowshipping with those older than me and hearing from them.
我非常喜欢与比我年长的有交通。
But this was the first retreat where I realized that I'm slowly becoming one of the older ones.
在这次冬令会里，我突然发觉，渐渐的我就变成比年长的。
And even though on the retreat planning team I was the youngest one, in my cabin and in my small group, I was pretty much the oldest one other than Catherine Ai here, who has a very young spirit.
在我们筹划的团体里面，我是最年轻的。在我的房我们住的房间里面，还有我们的小组里面，我也是我是最年长的，除了我以外。
And I think going into the retreat, all the brothers and sisters really had a burden for everyone to know the Lord in a very real way.
在我们去聚会之前，弟兄姐妹们都有一个心，就是我们需要真实的来认识我们的主。
And I think this burden was especially strong for the high school group because we wanted them to be able to have this relationship even at this age.
我们特别这个负担对特别对高中生特别的强烈，因为我们实在盼望在高中的时候他们就能够真实的经历主。
And through the sharing times and the workshop times during the retreat, I feel like God really answered that prayer.
在我们交通的聚会的时候，在我们专题讨论的时候，我们看见主实在是答应垂听了我们的祷告。
God was very faithful to open up the hearts of the brothers and sisters so that we could have very honest fellowship.
神信实的打开了我们众人的心，让我们能够有非常真实的交通。
And I was able to especially talk with a lot of the younger sisters in high school that I don't normally get to speak to, and they were very real about their relationship with God.
我也有机会能够与许多的高中的姐妹们彼此有交通，他们也向我们打开他们真实的属灵的光景。
And no matter where they necessarily were, they talked about the struggles, but you could see that they had a desire to know more about God.
虽然他们都有挣扎，但是他们有一个心愿，愿意来更多的认识我们的主。
And we talked a little bit about community during the retreat, and our brother David Pang said that it's the duty and the responsibility of the older ones to really reach out to the younger ones.
David 弟兄也鼓励我们，年长的是我们的责任，也是我们的职责来接触年幼的。
And we need to walk beside them and encourage them.
我们要与他们同行，来鼓励他们。
But during this retreat, the Lord showed me that He can use my experiences to encourage the younger ones, but that they also have so much to teach me.
在这个冬令会里面，主也让我看见，虽然我可以用我一些的经历来鼓励年轻的弟兄姐妹们，但是他们我也可以从他们的身上学到许多。
And once again, he reminded me that as long as he is at the center, that you know, age or whatever doesn't really matter, and that we can really walk together in unity in Christ.
那也提醒我们，只要基督是我们的中心，不管我们的年纪是什么，我们可以一起同行。
And so he really encouraged me coming back from the retreat to once again see the church as this one body and to fellowship with, you know, those older than me, those younger than me, and to continue to seek him and glorify him together.
他也提醒我，我回来以后还要看见这个教会乃是基督的身体，我们能够与年长的交通，我们也能够与年幼的有交通，叫我们一同被建立。
And so his purpose is for his bride.
他的心意乃是为了他的心腹。
And that together we can really pursue his heart.
一同我们能够来寻求他的心。
We thank the Lord for those sharing. We'd like to just commit the sharing. And to the Lord, and if you're led by the Spirit, please feel free to pray.
我们感谢主给我们这些的交通，我们也愿意帮我们这些的交通都交还到主的面前。若是圣灵感动，你就自由祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。